很高兴今天能够在这里跟各位敬拜我们的主。
I'm very happy to be worshiping the Lord together with you this morning.
在27年前，当我打开我的心门，接受耶稣基督到我心中做我个人的救主的时候，是朱长老为我受洗的。
27 years ago, when I opened up my heart and invited the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart to be my Savior and to be my Lord, it was Elder Chu who baptized me.
不到两年，这朱长老说圣灵要带领他到 LA 来这边牧养另外一个教会。
And not 2 years after that, Elder Chu shared with us that the Holy Spirit had moved him and the Lord called him to pastoring work in Los Angeles.
我们在神圣那里的弟兄姐妹，包括我在内，非常舍不得朱长老离开我们。
And so the brothers and sisters at Cincinnati, including myself, it was difficult for us to let him leave.
我们不了解为什么神要带朱长老离开我们。
We could not understand why the Lord would lead Elder Chu away from us.
最少有差不多六年的时间，我们新城教会弟兄姐妹慢慢的才能够了解真的是神的带领，要朱长老到 LA 来这边牧养另外教会。
It took almost 6 years for the brothers and sisters at the Cincinnati Church to slowly realize why the Lord had called Elder Chu for a pastoring job here in the Los Angeles area.
2007年，当教会要安牧我做长老的时候，朱长老亲自的回到 Cincinnati。为我按摩，我非常感激他对我的爱心。
In 2007, when the church decided to ordain me as an elder, Elder Chu came back to Cincinnati and ordained me, and I was really appreciative of his love and care towards me.
这次我们从菲律宾回来，太太跟我能够stop by LA， 有方面来探望我妹妹、我妹夫。也来拜访朱长老在这边所牧养的教会，我非常的高兴。
This time, I have an opportunity to travel back to the States from the Philippines and to stop by LA, of course, on the one hand, to visit my sister and brother-in-law, but also, I really treasure the opportunity to visit with Elder Mrs. Chu.
今天我要跟各位分享的信息是用安提阿教会的故事来分享宣教的工作。
The message I want to share with you today is to use the story about the Antioch, the church in Antioch, and use that for us to learn about missions.
所以让我稍微介绍一下安提阿教会的背景。
And so allow me to give you a brief introduction about the church in Antioch.
当耶稣基督被钉死三天以后复活，在亲自的向门徒显现有40天之久。
After Jesus was put on the cross and after his death and death, in 3 days he resurrected, but before he ascended to heaven, he spent about 40 days with his disciples.
当门徒亲眼看到复活的耶稣，他们的信心就非常的更加的坚强，我们也非常的火热的去传福音。
When the disciples saw with their own eyes the resurrected Lord, they were revived and renewed in the spirit, and they had a strong fervor to preach the gospel.
彼得在五旬节讲复活的耶稣，就有3000人扎心，愿意打开他们心门，接受耶稣做他们的个人的救主。
At Pentecost, the Apostle Peter preached about the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and 3,000 people came to know the Lord and came to the faith and were baptized.
所以在耶路撒冷福音非常的广传。
So the gospel was spreading like wildfire in Jerusalem.
可是在耶路撒冷同时，法利赛人、祭司长、长老都非常的嫉妒。
However, because the gospel is widespread, the Jewish rabbis, the scribes, and the priests, they were in a strong opposition to the gospel.
门徒受到极大的逼迫, 甚至于尸体还, 被他们用石头打死。
The disciples, the Christians, were severely punished, and including one of the early believers, Stephen, who was stoned to death.
所以门徒就开始离开耶路撒冷, 往外面, 逃走。
So the believers scattered and left Jerusalem.
离开往, 犹大全地, 耶路撒冷, 离开。
They left Jerusalem and they went further from away from the land of Judea and to the rest of the world.
所到之处, 他们就传扬复活的耶稣, 特别是对犹太人传福音。
But wherever they went, these believers were preaching the resurrected Christ. But the preaching of the gospel largely remained within the Jews.
有些信徒也逃到小亚细亚，在那边也为向犹太人传福音。
Some of the believers went as far as Asia Minor, and also when they settled there, they preached about the resurrected Christ.
其中有塞浦路斯和古利奈人到了安提阿这个地方，也向犹太人传福音。
And there are people from Cyprus or went to Cyprus, and similarly, they share the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Jews.
他们同时也向外邦人传福音。
But these believers also share the gospel with the Gentiles.
那这个安提阿教会很特别，就发掘了很多的外邦人信主。
So the church in Antioch is an anomaly, is special in a sense that the church had many Gentile believers.
当耶路撒冷教会听到这个消息的时候，就也很稀奇的，为什么安提阿教会会有这么多外邦人信主？
When the church in Jerusalem heard of the news regarding the church in Antioch, they were also surprised and amazed at the large number of Gentiles who came to know the gospel and to accept the Lord Jesus.
所以他们就派他们的同工巴拉巴要到安提阿教会去探个究竟，到底是为什么？
So the Jerusalem church chose one of their co-workers, Barnabas, and was sending him to visit the church in Antioch to see what is going on there.
当巴拉巴到达安提阿教会的时候，他看到一个很惊奇的现象，就这么多外邦人信主，而且非常的火热，就看到神的恩典大大的临到安提阿教会。When
Barnabas arrived in Antioch, he observed the work of the Holy Spirit and the spreading of the gospel. And of course, he was amazed, and he did see that the work of the gospel and the work of the Holy Spirit was very fervent in this church in the region.
巴拉巴非常的欢喜，巴拉巴又是一个好人，被圣灵充满，又大有信心。Barnaba
was very happy and very glad to see this. And we know that Barnabas was also a good man, and he was a man who was filled with the Holy Spirit, a man of faith.
他所谓叫做好人，意思就是他是一个不自私的人，他完全是为神的国度的眼光在看事情。To
say that he was a good man means that he is a man who is not only caring towards people, but he is a man who has a spiritual perspective, and what his heart and mind are set upon are the things of the kingdom.
他知道在安提阿教会有这么多外邦人刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹们，这个时候他们最需要的就是灵命上的受造就。He
recognizes that for these new believers, both the Jews and the Gentiles, what they need in their early days of coming to the faith is to be able to be nourished spiritually through the word of God and also by the work of the Spirit. They need to be taught by the word of God. And And he knows that if anyone needs a teaching from the Word of God, the best man for the job is Paul.
所以他赶快就到大树去找到保罗，邀请他到安提阿教会来跟他一起同工。
So quickly he went to Tarsus and he sought out Paul to ask Paul to join him and to co-work with him to preach the gospel, to preach the word of God.
在安提阿教会做教导的工作，建立信徒有一年多的时间。
They went to Antioch and served there together to build up the church, and they spent about a year there.
门徒开始被称为基督徒，就是从安提阿教会开始的。
The disciples of the faith or of Christ were called Christians first in Antioch.
在这期间，在安提阿教会不但有两位好的教师，巴拿巴跟保罗。
During the early days of the church in Antioch, not only did they have two great teachers in Barnabas and Paul.
在使徒行传13章第一节这里，让我们看到记载说。 还有其他的先知跟教师。
In Acts chapter 13, verse 1, it tells us also that at the church of Antioch, there were prophets and teachers.
教师呢，就是能够把神的道解释清楚，使人了解真理，然后用神的话语来教导信徒，在每天生活上应用出来，帮助他们灵命上的增长。
Teachers of the Word of God are those who have the gift and the ability to teach the Word of God clearly and to explain it clearly for the believer so that they may know how to practice the Word of God and to live their lives according to the Word of God.
先知呢，在旧约时代是神的代言人。
Prophets, on the other hand, from the Old Testament days, their primary responsibility was to speak the words of God.
就把神的旨意教导给神的子民来遵守。
They're a mouthpiece for God, and they explain or teach, or they speak the will of God so that the people of God may be able to follow.
同时他们也会说预言。
And they also prophesy.
那也为神的子民向神祈求。
Also, as part of their responsibility, they would pray on behalf of the people of God.
到了新约时代，耶稣来了以后，
In the New Testament days, after the coming of Christ,
就是今天在教会里面还有先知。
There are still prophets in our churches today.
可是今天的先知不是在讲预言。
But the prophets today are not those who prophesy by foretelling events that are to come.
而是在教会当中有意象。 对教会将来的发展有展望的这样心智的人。
These are people who have a vision and have a view for the future of how the church or the ministry of God needs to be carried forward.
在这里第一节这里让我们看到安提阿教会有几位先知和教师，除了巴拿巴和保罗之外。
Here in Acts 13:1, we see that among the prophets and the teachers, besides Barnabas and Paul,
第一位有称呼尼解的西面。
There was Simeon called Niger.
他的名字叫做西面，但是他的别名叫尼解。
His name is Simeon, but he was also called Niger.
他是一个犹太人，有犹太背景的基督徒。
He was a Jew, and he has the Jewish background.
他的别名叫西杰，尼杰，这是一个罗马人的名字。The
name Niger, which he was also called, is a Roman name.
可能他是一个比较认同罗马文化、希腊文化的一个比较缓和的犹太人。And
so it is possible that while he was a Jew, he was actually very sympathetic, or maybe he leans towards the Roman and the Greek culture and their influences.
另外一位是古利乃人的路求。The
other is Lucius from Cyrene.
古利乃是北非地带的人，就是今天的利比亚。
Cyrene is a region in northern Africa today's Libya.
所以他可能是一个外邦人。
So it's very likely that he was a Gentile.
成为基督徒也成为教会的领导之一。
Not only did he become a Christian, but also became a leader of the church.
第三位是和昏昏王西利一同长大的马念。
Then there's a Manaen who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch.
这位西利王就是杀死施洗约翰的那位西利王。
This Herod was the Herod who beheaded the apostle John the Baptist.
他是有犹太背景，犹太血统的罗马人。
He was a Roman citizen of Jewish descent.
我们知道西利王杀死很多犹太人，也杀死很多基督徒的官。
We know that Herod killed many Jewish believers as well as many the officials who turned to Christianity.
而与他一同长大的马念竟然成为一个爱主的基督徒。But
amazingly, Manaen, who was brought up along with Herod, he became a Christian.
一个人的经历的不同，他的人生竟然有这么大的差别。And
because of the experiences in a person's life, their end and their future became so distinct.
一个成为恶名昭彰、臭名遗留万世的西律王。
One became a notorious person, Herod, who had been condemned in history.
另外一位是一个有异象的先知的马念。
The other became one with a vision and became a prophet in the church, who is Manaen.
他在福音宣教工作方面有很大的影响。
And he had great influence over the missions and the spreading of the gospel.
在第二节这里让我们看到安提阿的领导人，虽然他们在文化背景有这么多的不同。
In verse 2, we read that while the people, the believers in Antioch, has such a cultural distinction from the rest of the Jews,
我想他们的性格也很不一样，做事看法也都是很不同。
I think that it is reasonable to assume that they have different work ethics and they have different perspectives on life as well.
可是他们在侍奉主、侍奉教会的这件事情上面，他们很愿意同心合一，寻求神的旨意。But
when it comes to the work of the Lord, when it comes to the service of God, they are willing to come together in unity. In seeking the will of God.
第二节这里让我们看到，他们用禁食祷告的方法来寻求神对教会的引导。
In verse 2, we see how these men gathered together through fasting and through prayer, they sought after the will of God.
不是按照个人的看法，而是专心一致的来寻求神的旨意。
They did not serve based on their own personal opinions or their own method of getting things accomplished. They wanted to come together and seek the will of God.
今天在北美的华人教会当中，教会中的成员背景也都非常的复杂。Today,
in the Chinese churches in North America, really the composition of our church members are very diverse.
有些是从中国
We have people coming from China.
有人从台湾或香港来的。
There are those coming from Taiwan, those who are from Hong Kong.
有些人是在美国土生土长的华人, 我们叫做ABC。
We have Americans who were born and raised here, but of Chinese descent, whom we call ABC.
就是从中国大陆来的, 因为他们来自不同的省份, 他们的文化背景、风俗习惯都有差别。But
even among the people who are from China, depending on which province, which locale they came from, there are differences in their cultural and in their cultural influences as well as their traditions.
所以今天在北美华人教会当中，教会里面的牧师、长老和执事不能够靠个人的想法来服侍神。
And so today, in the churches, especially in the Chinese churches, the pastors, the elders, and the deacons, they cannot serve the church properly by expressing and enforcing their own opinions and their own ways of handling matters.
需要同心合意地寻求圣灵的带领。
They need to seek the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit with unity.
明白神的旨意，而愿意遵行神的旨意而行。
They need to first understand and realize the will of God so that they may act according to the will of God.
特别是宣教工作方面，更需要圣灵的带领。
Especially in the area of missions, that area of ministry needs the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
在安提阿教会的领导人在一起在神面前进食祷告，为教会前面的方向而寻求神的旨意。
When the leaders of the church in Antioch gathered together, and they were praying, and they were fasting, and they were seeking the will of God,
突然他们很清楚地听到圣灵说，要为我分派巴拉巴和扫罗，就是保罗。
As they sought after the will of God, they then heard the Holy Spirit say to them, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
当他们听到这个圣灵的呼声的时候，他们有一个很重要的决定要做。
Upon hearing the calling of the Holy Spirit, they realized that they need to make a very important decision for a very important work.
到底他们要顺服圣灵的呼声，差派巴拉巴跟保罗去做宣教的工作吗？
Do they respond positively to the calling of the Holy Spirit and send Paul and Barnabas onwards and send them away for the work of the gospel?
或者是认为巴拉巴和保罗是一个很好的教书，在教会做教导的工作才？
Or do they consider Paul and Barnabas as very effective and very important teachers and prophets among the church, and they've only been there for about a year?
教会出现的信徒这么多，这个时候最需要就是灵命上的造就。
There were so many new believers in the church, and during that early days of Christian's life, they need a lot of attention and instruction and care so that they may grow spiritually.
目前的教会最需要、最重要的工作就是教导的工作。And
so,
不应该让我们教会的教师出去做宣教的工作。The
most important and critical work among the church during that time is the teaching and instruction of God's word. And therefore, we ought not to send away or allow our teachers and the most effective teachers to leave.
你是教会的长老或者是执事。
You are an elder or a deacon in the church.
假如有这么一件事情发生在你的教会,
if such an event took place in your church,
有一天在你们每周四的祷告会当中, 你们的主任牧师或者你们的长老分享说, 圣灵的感动他,
One day, maybe in the midweek prayer meeting, your pastor or your elder announced that the Lord is calling him or her to missionary work in China.
你的反应是如何?
How would you respond?
你会不会想，你们教会附近就有一间大学，在学校里面来了很多中国的留学生。
Would you think to yourself, well, there's a college nearby our church, and there are a lot of Chinese students studying in the school.
为什么不就在本地做传福音的工作?
Why don't we focus on the missionary work here locally?
开布道会向这些中国留学生传福音就好。 为什么主任牧师 还要去中国做宣教士呢?
Why don't we plan evangelistic meetings at church and reach out to these Chinese students? Why do we have to leave the work that we have here and travel all the way to China to spread the gospel there?
可是圣灵要差派你的主任牧师出去做宣教士, 你愿意顺服吗？
So if the Holy Spirit was sending your pastor or elder to faraway places for missions, will you submit to the Holy Spirit?
这个时候，教会的牧长、执事们必须要到主面前来寻求神的旨意，寻求圣灵的带领。
In these instances, it is important for the church leaders, the elders, the pastors, and the deacons to gather together and to pray and to seek the will of God.
安提阿教会的领导们，他们就同心合意的用禁食祷告的方法来到主面前寻求神的旨意。
The leaders of the Antioch church, they came together, they fasted, and they prayed in unity so that they may seek after the will of God together.
使徒行传的作者路加没有记载安提阿教会为这件事情到底祷告了多少时候。
The author of Acts, who is the apostle Luke, he did not record how long the leaders at Antioch had prayed for before they made their decision.
几个礼拜，几个月，甚至于一年以上。
Is it weeks? Is it months?Or is it over a year?
但是最重要的关键是，教会的领导们必须要达到全部的人有同一的看见。
But the most important thing is that the leaders of the church needs to spend the time and to come to a consensus and an agreement.
这样才是能够印证圣灵的带领。
Because that is a way to confirm the true calling of the Holy Spirit.
如果在祷告当中还有少数人的 不赞成。
If there are a minority or a few people who oppose the idea,
多数的人不应该加压力在少数人的身上，必须要有同心合意的决定。
The majority...should not pressure those few so that they would change their opinion or their mind.
在安提阿教会，当他们清楚地看见差派巴拉巴跟扫罗出去真的是神的旨意。
When all the leaders in the church of Antioch came to the consensus that it was the will of the Lord to send Paul and Barnabas away,
他们就愿意顺服神的旨意。
They then were willing to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
在第三节这里说，他们禁食祷告之后，就按手在巴拉巴跟保罗身上，打发他们出去做宣教的工作。
And the scripture tells us that after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on Paul and Barnabas and they sent them off.
这里说按手的意思是象征教会愿意顺服神的旨意，同心的与宣教士一起出去宣教的工作。
Laying on of the hand symbolizes the unity of the church in its agreement and in its blessing of sending these people on behalf of the church away for the sake of the gospel.
虽然不能实际上亲身的与宣教士去宣教的工厂。
It also represents a co-working with these missionaries because while the people in the church are unwilling to physically participate, but they in spirit are co-working with these missionaries.
但是他们愿意在祷告中扶持他们。
And the laying on of the hand also represents their willingness to pray for the missionaries.
在经济上实际上的支持宣教士生活的需要。
To support the financial and material needs of these missionaries.
安提阿教会的领导们愿意顺服圣灵的带领，差派他们的主要教师，应该就是今天的主要牧师，出去做宣教的工作，这是一件很不容易的事情。
The church in Antioch to allow their main co-workers or their head pastors, in today's terms, to allow them to be sent away from the church, it was not an easy task.
是一个很重要的决定。
And it was a very important decision.
但是因为教会的领导们有意向，能够明白，也能够顺服圣灵的心意。
However, we see that the leaders of the church, they had a vision, and they were willing to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
当我们继续看《使徒行传》十三章，一直看到最后一章。
When we continue the reading of the book of Acts from verse 13 all the way to the end of the book,
就能够明白安提阿教会在这个时候做的这个重大的决定，对福音的广传有多么的重要。
You would then come to realize how important that decision for the church of Antioch to send away one of their key co-workers to send Paul and Barnabas away.And that you can see how important that decision was and what a great impact and influence with respect to the gospel was able to be accomplished by this decision.
对初期教会能够在小亚细亚在欧洲迅速的被建立起来是有很大的影响。
How the early churches were growing and being built up and how the gospel was spreading widely to Asian minors and also to Europe, this all came from this decision that they've made.
我们在 Cincinnati 的母会有一个很健全的宣教委员会。
And in the church in Cincinnati, we have a very well-established missions support group.
成员里面有长老、执事、传道人，还有从三个会堂来的代表参加。
We have among the committee members, elders of the church. We have ministers. We have deacons, and we also have representatives from three other different churches.
我们教会有两个教堂，然后母会有中文堂、英文堂，所以两个会堂。然后另外一个职堂是。只有讲中文，所以总共有三个会堂。
The representatives from the different churches, or we may say congregations, came from the Chinese congregation in the Cincinnati church, the English congregation, and also a church plant from the Cincinnati church. So there's three different congregations. They all had representatives in this committee.
就委员会每个月开会，要做三个方面的重要决定。
Every month, the committee will meet.And there are decisions that need to be made in three different areas.
对于教会所支持的每一位宣教士，他们就要确定，至少教会里面有一位会友都有对跟这位宣教士保持联系。
That for all the missionary that the church supports, there must be at least one brother or sister who keeps a close contact with these missionaries.
能够知道宣教士这个时候的近况，也知道他们祷告的事项。
So that they may know the recent happenings and the lives of these missionaries, as well as understand and know their prayer requests.
委员会就安排每六个月一次，有一位委员。到三个会堂去报告关于这位宣教士的事情。
The committee also organizes biannually sending one of the mission committee member to the three different congregations to share about the work of the missions.
也带领会众为这位宣教士祷告。
And he or she will also lead the congregation in praying.For the missionaries.
另外一件事情委员会必须要做的就因为教会时常接到有新的宣教士向教会申请。
And another important task and responsibility for the missions committee is dealing with requests from other missionaries or organizations who are seeking support from the church.
要求教会在金钱上的支持。
Specifically for financial support.
这个时候委员会就需要做一些评审的工作是否要支持这一位新宣教士。
And when these come up, the committee needs to gather together and to decide and to evaluate and then to decide whether or not the church will accept such requests.
评审最重要的一个准则，就是这位宣教士真的是圣灵的感动，要他去做宣教士吗？
One of the most basic and critical fundamental evaluation criteria would be whether or not this such person who is requesting support, is this person truly called and led by the Holy Spirit?
同时委员会里面的每一位会员也同时也要圣灵的感动，赞成支持这位宣教师。
And the mission committee members must also confirm that in their spirit, they know that this is the moving of the Holy Spirit.
委员会第三方面要做的事情就是安排每年的十月的宣道月。
Another area of important responsibility for the missions committee is the organization of the missions month, which is in October for the church.
邀请宣教士到教会分享他们在宣教工厂的经验。
To invite the missionaries to come to the church to share about their testimonies from their missions field.
教会的弟兄姐妹是必须要被教导有关宣教的重要。
Brothers and sisters in the church need to be taught about the importance of missions.
一个教会是否能够看重宣教的事工，完全是教会牧长的责任。
Whether or not a church places an emphasis on missions work or not, rests upon the shoulders of the church leaders.
如果我们教会如果是让会员来决定是否要支持宣教的工作，
If we want to allow the church members to decide who to support for missions,
我们其中的一个会堂因为会有大部分都是刚信主的，相信可能不会对宣教有太大的负担。
One of our congregations is a very young church with many young and new believers. If they were left to make that decision, I do not think they will make a very ideal decision.
可是因为宣教委员会的努力
，But because of the hard work of the missions committee，
不停的对弟兄姐妹的教导
，They continue and consistently teach the congregation regarding matters of missions.
所以这个会堂的弟兄姐妹也慢慢的开始看重宣教事工的重要。
This congregation has also started to recognize and to realize the importance of missions.
前面我说到是圣灵给安提阿教会有意向要差派巴拉巴跟保罗出去做宣教的工作。
I've already mentioned earlier that it was the Holy Spirit who moved the church in Antioch to send Paul and Barnabas onto their missionary journey.
同时我们也应当知道也是圣灵同时在宣教士巴拉巴跟保罗身上做那感动的工作。
We need to also recognize and realize that it is the same Holy Spirit who is moving in the hearts of the missionaries who had worked in the heart of Paul and Barnabas.
这时候巴拉巴跟保罗在安提阿教会中做很重要的教导工作。
Paul and Barnabas have a very important responsibility in teaching in the church.
但是神的旨意是要他们在此时此刻要差派他们出去做宣教士。
But God has a plan for Paul and Barnabas. It is for them at this time, at this moment, to go and preach the gospel.
他们就愿意顺服神的旨意。
And they themselves were willing to be submissive to the Holy Spirit.
所以这个决定，我们看到圣灵必须要同时在教会做感动的工作，也必须要在宣教士身上做那感动的工作。
And so it is important for us to recognize that the moving of the Holy Spirit must be with the missionaries themselves for them to respond to, but also the same moving of the Holy Spirit must be with the rest of the church.
保罗他的一生很清楚地看到是神一步一步地带领他。
Paul knew clearly that it was God who led who led him in his life every and each step of the way.
在保罗书信当中，他分享，第一，在加拉太书一章十五节，他分享说，他在母腹里，神就把他分别为圣，而且又加恩给他，要拣选他为神所用。
In Galatians chapter 1, verse 15, we see Paul in his own writing that he knew that it was God who set him apart from birth and called him to this grace.
然后他在罗马书一章一节，他又说，他神在大马色路上向他显现，最主要是要他去传福音。
And we see in Romans chapter 1, verse 1, that Paul clearly knew that the Lord Jesus revealed himself to Paul on his way to Damascus so that he may become a servant of Christ and to be called an apostle and to be set apart for the gospel.
所以在 他的书信上也说，他若不传福音，他就有祸了。
And that is also why in his writings, Paul says, Woe is me if I do not preach the gospel.
所以在当我们再到使徒行传十三章二节，在安提阿教会，他在服事教会的时候，神对他的感动，要差派他去做宣教，去宣教，做宣教士。
And also, of course, we saw clearly in Acts chapter 13, verse 2, that it was the Holy Spirit of God that had called him into the work of mission.
所以宣教士必须要有圣灵一步一步的带领。
So a missionary must have the leading of the Holy Spirit for each step of their service.
不是一时的冲动想要做宣教士就去做宣教士。
It is not a sudden moving or an overwhelming feeling in an instant that I want to be a missionary.
第四节这里让我们看到，甚至于宣教士要去的工厂都是圣灵的带领。
Verse 4 tells us that even the missions field in which a missionary would head to must be decided by the Holy Spirit.
宣教士当他到了宣教的工厂的时候，每天都还是需要圣灵的带领。
After the missionary entered into the missions field, that missionary also need to continue to be led and moved by the Spirit in their daily service.
要把每天工作的果效也都交给圣灵。
The result and the fruit that they would bear from each and every day of their work must also be entrusted to the Lord.
不要有夺势的心态。
Do not have an urge to take over.
因为这样你才能够坚持下去。
Because that is the only way you can continue on and to persevere in your work.
因为宣教工厂十之八九都是很不如意的。
Because 8 and 9 out of 10 times, the mission field would be a very difficult place to be.
若不是圣灵的带领，你是坚持不下去的。
If it wasn't for the leading of the Holy Spirit, a missionary would not be able to persevere.
你对人事物每天都有很多的挑战。
There are many challenges that would arise in the mission field that pertains to personnel, to people, to material, and to the environment, to the living condition.
对人方面，因为语言不同，文化不一样，甚至道德观都不一样。
With respect to people, because you're in a different part of the world, there may be challenges that came from different languages, different culture, or even possibly different ethics.
在那种情况下，你要如何与人相处，都是要求圣灵赐给你智慧的。
Under such difficult situations, how you can continue on your work, you must depend on the wisdom from God.
对事情方面，因为文化背景不一样，对事情的看法，甚至于想法不一样，优先次序都不同，你要与当地的同工，这是一个很大的学问。
With respect to handling matters, because The people are different. The culture is different. The way and means of accomplishing things, the perspectives are different. Opinions are different. And so it is a great challenge to work with the local co-workers in the missions field.
在生活方面, 吃的, 甚至饮水, 还有环境, 都需要你很多的去习惯。
Things that we may take for granted, including your daily meals that you eat, what kind of food you eat, what do you drink, how do you sustain your life, that also presents itself as a challenge to adjust.
做一个宣教士, 你每天都要面对这种种的挑战。
As a missionary, these are the daily challenges you would be facing.
有许多方面真的需要你去习惯当地的烹食。 习惯它当地的环境。
A lot of times, you do need to be acclimated to the culture and to the tradition, to the environment of the missions field.
如果你不是很清楚的知道是圣灵要带领，是圣灵要你去那里做，你就不能够持久下去。And
so, if it wasn't for your certainty that you were led by the Holy Spirit into the missions field, if you are not certain that your work is dependent upon the moving of the Holy Spirit, you will not be able to last in the missions field.
如果你知道是圣灵的带领，你碰到困难，你能够愿意忍耐下去。
However, if you are certain of the leading of the Spirit, when you're faced with challenges and difficult situations, you will be able to persevere.
你在宣教的工厂, 就是看不到立刻的果效，也不要气馁。
When you're in the missions field, if you do not see instant results, you will not give up.
你只要知道，确实的知道是圣灵要你去的，圣灵就会负责任。
Because you can be sure that if it was God who sent you to the field, He will be the one who will be responsible for you to handle your responsibilities.
我信主之后，就很热心的在教会里服侍。After
I became, after I was saved, I was very fervent in my service in the church.
首先在做教堂的维修工作，后来做主日学的老师，接着又做执事。I
started with helping out with the church maintenance. Then I went on to become Sunday school teachers. And then I served as a deacon.
但是我对宣教并没有负担。我甚至认为教会花太多钱在宣教的事工上面。But
I never had a good understanding or burden for missions. In fact, I had held the opinion that the church spent too much time and resources and too much money into missions.
直等到1998年, 我去参加了一次的短宣队，到中国内陆少数民族做宣教的工作。It
wasn't until 1998 when I participated in a short-term mission to minister to the minority people in a province in China.
我亲眼看到有一位长期的宣教士，他是从美国去的医生。I
witnessed with my own eyes a doctor who is a long-term missionary in China from the United States.
另外一位长期的宣教士是一位护士从台湾去的。And
another who is a long-term missionary who serves as a nurse who was from Taiwan.
他们在那里很谦卑的用医疗的工作方面来服侍那里的少数民族。They
serve the people of the minority group with medical support, and they served humbly.
我真的是受很大的感动。And
I was deeply moved.
2005年, 我参加我们教会到中国乡村的培训工作。In
2005, I participated in a training course that was being held in the rural areas of China.
我开始对中国的事工有负担。Then
I started to have a burden for the ministry in China.
2004到2006年, 因为我上班的公司派我到中国开发 一个项目。
Between 2004 and 2006, because the company I was working for sent me to China on a project.
所以我在那里有三年的时间，在厦门跟一个家庭教会在那里服侍他们。
So for those 3 years, I had the opportunity to serve along a house church in 厦门。
教导他们如何查经，教导他们的训练小组长。也跟我太太一起在那里做家庭事工的服侍。
So we worked with them and to train them to teach the Bible and to serve in ministries. And also we had small groups in the house, in the homes.
慢慢的，神给我的感动是，我能够帮助他们，就是在装备他们的童工这方面。
And slowly, God revealed to me that I can serve.And helping them equip themselves.
这也是一个最主要原因。我在2010年到现在到菲律宾圣经神学院来服侍。
And that is also the reason why eventually I went to the Philippines in 2010 and served in the Bible Institute there until today.
这菲律宾圣经神学院。是在菲律宾唯一的华人神学院。
This Bible seminary in the Philippines is the only Chinese seminary in the Philippines.
当然，他们主要的任务是训练装备传道人，在供应菲律宾的华侨教会。
The main purpose of this seminary was to train and to equip church workers to minister to.The Chinese churches in the Philippines.
可是在2000年的时候，神给这个神学院有一个很大的机会来服侍他。
But in 2000, God gave this seminary a great opportunity to serve him in a larger capacity.
因为有中国的传道人可以到菲律宾来，那神学院。就可以接受他们正式的学生到神学院来做很有系统的神学装备。
Because church workers from China were allowed to travel to Philippines to receive training. And so this seminary now has the opportunity to accept seminary students from China to train them and to equip them for service.
所以这神学院现在其实应该是两个神学院。一个是讲英文的的 program， 一个是讲中文的神学院。
And so this seminary really currently is being run like two different seminaries. One focuses on English language, the other one focuses on the Chinese language.
刚开始来的中国学生差不多十几位。
The first seminary students from China, we had about 10 of them.
到现在有100位的中国神学生在神学院念书。
And now we have about 100.
这是神学院的行政大楼。
This is the administration building of the seminary.
在左边的第一楼是图书馆。
First floor on the left is the library.
右边是行政处跟老师的教室，老师的办公室。
And on the right hand side is the administration office and also the faculty office.
二楼到四楼都是教室，还有老师的办公室。
Second to the fourth floor are all classrooms and also faculty offices.
这一栋是。宿舍楼。
This is the seminary dorm.
在右边的第一楼就是餐厅。
The first floor on the right hand side is the cafeteria.
那剩下的是宿舍供给老师跟学生住，总共有100位的房间。
And the rest are rooms for the students and the faculty, and we have 100 rooms.
可以容纳100个人，因为学生的话是三个学生一个房间。
The building can house 100 people, because for the students, they would be 3 per room.
这是学校里面的老师跟同工们。
These are the faculty and the staff of the seminary.
在我右边是学校的院长。
On my right is the president of the seminary.
因为院长很多的时间，七八十 percent 的时间都不在学校。
The president is not physically at the school 70 or 80% of the time.
所以我在学校就是在学校坐镇。
And so my responsibility would be to stay at the seminary.
那当神给我的感动就是我在那里生活，在那里服侍，看到学校的行政方面，我能够帮忙，能够改进的，我就尽量的帮忙。
And my responsibility there at the school is to see the needs in the school from an administration perspective, anything that I can help or I can serve or to improve, those would be the things that I do.
另外一个，我是激励我自己，只要能够学院能够让学生在那里更有效的学习受装备，也是我努力的方向。
And I challenge myself to help the seminary so that we can provide better training and better courses and better service for our students.
在那里可以跟学生们吃住跟他们在一起，生活跟他们在一起，也能够比较直接的能够了解他们的需要。
At the seminary, we live among the students. We share our lives with them. We have meals together. By doing so, we can come to know the needs of our students better.
有时候就吃个晚饭，跟他们在校园里面走路，就可以问他们问长问短。
Sometimes after a meal, we take a walk in the seminary campus, and during that time, we can just chat about different things that is would be on their minds.
当他们功课有困难，或者说这功课太重的时候，如果是一两个学生的问题，我就鼓励他们说：“你们直接就去找老师，去求老师的帮忙。”
If the students have issues or difficulties in their study, if it's only one or two individuals, I often encourage them to find their teachers and to seek help.
如果是大部分的同学都有问题的时候，那我就会去找老师。
But of course, if a majority of the students were having difficulties in a particular class, I would then seek out the teacher.
因为每一个学生一个学期都要学五门的课。
Every student needs to take 5 classes each semester.
有些老师的我的课程都是最重要的。
And most teachers have the attitude that my class is the most important class.
所以很容易就是对学生的要求太可以过重，甚至于说他一个礼拜要准备十个钟头，就为了这个功课十个钟头。那如果是五门课都这样的话，一个礼拜50个钟头，学生没有时间睡觉。
And because of that, some of the faculties present too much work for the students. Sometimes a student would need to take 10 hours a week to prepare for one class, and if all 5 teachers do the same, that's 50 hours of work, and the students won't even have adequate sleep.
那学生睡不好，最大的问题就是生病。
Well, if the students do not have good sleep, the problem is they would get sick.
然后生病就一个传一个，一个传一个。
And when one gets sick, then the illness gets spread and the whole school is now affected.
我们在学校，师母就是教辅导方面的工作。
In the seminary, Mrs. Chang, she teaches classes on counseling.
那我们学校也安排，就是每一个老师有分配8到10位的学生在我们一个小组做关怀的工作。
And among the faculties, we assign about 8 students per faculty so that they would have small groups and so that they could provide support and care for the students.
我们可以直接的 对学生有更加的了解他们的需要。
So the faculty can have a better understanding of the needs of the students and to and therefore to provide for them.
我们现在一年差不多有毕业三十位的学生，像今年两个礼拜前在毕业典礼有三十三位的毕业生，其中有二十七位是中国学生。
Every year we graduate about 30 students. For example, this last term we graduated 33 students, and among the 33, 27 of them were from China.
他们在毕业回去以前，我们都找他们来一个一个的来问他们。
Before they graduate and are ready to head back home, we would find time to speak with them individually.
问他说，你在这里两年三年，你学到什么？你的心得是什么？
We would ask them, you spend the last 2 to 3 years here with us, what have you learned and what are your thoughts?
当我们听到他们的对我们的回应，我们就觉得很安慰，很欣慰。
And when we hear their feedback, we're often comforted.
真的说，有神学院真的给他们很好的装备，特别在神学方面正统的观念。
Because they're very grateful for the training from the seminary, especially in the areas of proper doctrinal teaching so that they may understand the scripture appropriately.
我们也很强调，就是他们要训练如何讲道，能够讲真理的道、神的道，把真理讲得清楚。
Because we also focus on the training for preaching so that when they preach, they know that they can preach according to the truth.
他们也反映说，在学校里面三年跟老师生活在一起，从老师的 身上真的看到仆人的心态。They
also provide feedback saying that they do see the work of the Holy Spirit in the seminary. They see that the teachers, the faculty, really care for them and really provided for them.
我们学院的前面的方向就是在国内，中国国内办培训中心。
And the seminary now has a project to establish some training centers and so classes can be held in China.
因为现在有超过200位毕业的校友分布在中国每一省，除了两省还没有之外。
We have now over 200 seminary graduates who are spread across the entire China. And are in every province except for two.
如果有足够的校友，他们的教会有需要，愿意办培训中心，我们教会也是不学校就极力的帮助他们。If
any church from any of our alumni wants help or wants to prepare a plan a training course, then the seminary would do our best to support those efforts.
那学院就派老师去教一些主要的课程。The
seminary will send teachers to teach several of the key core classes.
我们现在已经有4个培训中心在中国。We
have now established 4 training centers in China.
所以我个人宣教的经历都是一步一步在圣灵的带领之下走过来的。So
my personal experience with missions, I know that I was led by the Holy Spirit each step of the way.
我不敢说5年前、10年前我就有这些计划。
I couldn't say that I had planned for this to happen 5 or 10 years ago.
这都是神的带领。
Because these are all led by the Lord.
宣教工作必须要有圣灵的带领。
Missions work must be supported by the moving of the Holy Spirit.
才能走在正确的道路上。
Then the work will be on the right path.
也才能走多远。
And that path can lead to a long-term work.
当我回头看我过去侍奉的道路,
when I look back at my experience of serving the Lord,
真的有神丰富的慈爱与恩典随时跟着我。
I see the fullness of God's love and His grace always with me.
感谢赞美主。
Praise God and thank Him.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，都是你的带领，也都是你的恩典，让我们有份做宣教士，去做宣教的工作。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we give all of our thanks to you because it is both your moving, your leading, and your provision and strengthening in order for any of the mission's work to be accomplished.
当我们愿意顺服你的带领的时候，你就能够在我们身上做那奇妙的工作。
When we become obedient to your leading and guiding of our lives, then we will be able to see the wonderful work that you have planned for us.
能够成为贵重的器皿，为主你所使用。
That we can become that noble vessel suitable for your work.
愿这个月的宣道月在教会里能够做起鼓励的工作。
May the missions month here at this church lead the work for brothers and sisters to become more fervent in supporting missions.
让弟兄姐妹真的是对宣教工作有负担。
May the brothers and sisters have more burdens for sharing of the gospel.
如果圣灵清楚地带领他们，也愿意顺服，也愿意站出来为你做宣教的工作。
And if the brothers and sisters are clear on the calling of the Spirit, may they be willing to offer themselves and to step out for the work of missions.
谢谢今天早上神灵所赐给我们的话语。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us your words this morning.
归一切荣耀归给你。
May all glory be unto your name.
祈求祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.